got an issue.
Okay.
One of my buddies, he started dating this chick, and, like, now he's only, he's not attracted to her. He's just dating her for her money because she's pretty well off.
What?
And now I've kind of become friends with this chick. And now I kind of feel bad because, you know, I feel like I know something that she doesn't know, and she's kind of the butt of the joke, you know, kind of like a few weeks ago how you were talking about the homeless chick in Kansas City and during your guys' bar crawl.
Right, yeah, I didn't specifically. Somebody else took advantage. Yeah, we used her as our entertainment, basically, yeah.
Yeah, it's really not entertainment, you know, because, I mean, this poor chick doesn't know, and, you know, here's my, you know, my lame-ass buddy who's, you know, kind of just drinking her beer and... You know,
I'm not attracted to you.
Driving a ride.
So wait, he's got to pop Viagra to you know, I mean, like, what, you know, you're not attracted.
He's got to get really hammered to do this.
Oh, is that, I find that helps people perform for sure.
He calls her old beefy.
Why don't you just tell her?
Really? That easy? I mean, this is friends.
This is a good buddy of mine. Yeah. I've got loyalties to my buddy here,
Bros before... Friends.
Yeah, right. Bros before chicks.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, but if I was dating someone, they were just dating me for my money, which they wouldn't be. But
it doesn't matter. This guy's this guy's perspective is that he is this guy's real good friend, and he's just now getting to know this girl. So your loyalty is more to the friend than to the girl still, right?
Right. I mean, she's cool. It's just, you know, I mean, this is my buddy. He's going to be around long after she's going to be gone. You know what I'm saying?
Why? So, what are you going to do to her?
Oh, I'm not doing anything to her. I mean, I'm not going to do anything.
Around.
I don't think my buddy's going to do anything to her either. I mean,
it sounds like it. Yeah.
You know, it's a crappy situation.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know, so I'm trying to work my buddy through this, and
I would talk to him and tell him to cut it out. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Well, he says that he's like, I could love her. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So. I hope maybe we can get some advice, you know, from the fellow listeners, and also welcome to the show to the new chick.
Oh, thanks.
Well, she's filling in right now, so don't give her too many welcomes, because once I throw her ass out of here at the end of the show, it's going to be.
Well, you know, she's not Chris Casey, but you know, she'll do for now. I guess.
I don't think anyone's Chris Casey, to be honest. I think that's just a once in a lifetime.
I don't want to be Chris.
You don't?
You know, I don't know, with his beard and kind of looking burly. I don't know if she can pull that off.
Can you?
I'm working on the facial hair, but
yeah, too many plucks. You kind of ruin the follicles there.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
For sure.
Thanks
for
calling, man.
You guys have a good new year and a good show, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, later.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. He tried to throw it out to the listeners. He's trying to hijack Free For All Friday. And change it. Well, if somebody wants to, it is Free For All Friday. Go ahead. Got something?
No, just a little clarification.
Okay.
I think the whole raccoon dog deal.
Yeah, P. Diddy's raccoon dog jackets.
Yeah, that's an actual breed of dog used for hunting raccoons.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's what coon dogs are.
Uh-huh.
You let the dogs loose in a wooded area.
I appreciate that.
They get a raccoon up in a tree. They jump on the tree, you know, start pounding against it, barking.
Okay.
You shoot the raccoon.
Yeah, see, I guess maybe the picture that I saw, it kind of misleaded me, I guess. It's the first time TMZ.com has ever portrayed me, but now that you mention it, that does make more sense.
Why would you want a coat made out of dog hair?
Well, nobody wants that. They think it's faux fur. You know, they think it's fake. It's once you get busted for actually putting the skin of a domesticated animal on your back that you get in trouble.
Okay.
That just sounds more and more creepy all the time.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem, man.
See you.
Later.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You got some for Free For All?
Hey, we looked up on the internet that, and it doesn't say anything about Mike Myers being f***ing gay.
Yeah, it doesn't?
Nah, we checked it up. Remember we called yesterday talking about that?
Oh, yeah, was that... dude, watch your language for a second, because that's real annoying to me. But, we're...
Right.
Yeah, so you were part of that group that called in yesterday asking if we thought Mike Myers was gay, because you heard some rumor or something?
We're on the way to take some furniture and stuff.
So using the power of the internet, you prove that Mike Myers is not gay.
Perez, some dude named Perez Hilton was trying to say that he was gay, but we think he's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, Perez Hilton. That's a...
That other...
Yeah.
Isn't Mike Myers married?
Is he?
I don't know.
He got divorced in March, or May, I mean.
Oh.
divorced, and then Perez Hilton started saying that he got divorced because he was gay.
Hey, real quick, are you guys talking to us? Like, are you both like have your ear up to the to one phone, or is it like a speakerphone thing, or what?
Yeah, on a speakerphone.
Well, we decided swings were real.
You decided what's that?
The swings were real.
Oh, the swings were real after all.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle, man.